Man, I ain't did a show since Kevin Samuels passed away. That's pretty damn long. But let's talk about it, man. So I want to talk about today the whole American Cholo, Tariq Nasheed beef. How it spilled into No Jumper. No Jumper is a platform that Adam 22 runs. And I just want to talk about it, man, because I saw a lot of off-code stuff, man. Specifically with a lot of these LA gangsters, these LA dudes with these channels that they got so-called street life kind of topics, and they allegedly gang banged out. These are dudes that are real street dudes and all of this stuff. I was very disappointed with them because a lot of them was off code, with the exception of this dude named Cartoon. He's an old OG. You know, he's been banging since I don't know when, like 70s maybe. But he's pretty much the only one on code. Like this dude named Cartoon TV, he's been going back and forth. He's been the only one telling it like it is. He's been the only dude that's like from the streets that's black telling it like it is. All the rest of these dudes, like, I won't say no names, but dude, just disappointed. These guys are off code. So, long story short, if you don't know what happened, not long ago, I think there was an interview with Tariq Nasheed on No Jumper, which was a shocker to me because I'm like, I know for a fact him and Adam, they've been going at it for a while, but I guess because there's a host named Poetic Flacco that he just hired. Poetic Flacco is kind of in, he's kind of into the whole pro-black, you know, he's into that, you know, because there's rumors about him, you know, being an agent for Dr. Umar and... But a lot of people, they just see, oh, he comes from Africa. He's non-FBA, so he's a buster. I don't like him. But Poetic Flacco is pretty cool. He doesn't say anything disparaging against black Americans. And he's, a lot of people compare him to academics, but he's just a guy that's from, like, North Dakota that's coming out to L.A. trying to build a name through the No Jumper platform. So... I'm assuming that Poetic Flacco was the one that set up the Tariq Nasheed interview and was like, all right, you know, I'm willing to do it because none of the so-called street dudes was there. None of the regular guys were there. So, look, I'm trying to speed up. So let me speed up. Let me get straight through it. So they had a great interview. And I'm not sure if American Cholo was mentioned in that interview or what. I'm not sure. I think he was, but I'm not sure. But somehow, American Cholo, he was making airwaves because he was taking a pride in getting the Tyga video taken down. Tyga has this video or had this video where it was called I Caramba. And he was basically mocking stereotypes of the Latino Mexican community. So Gil, he has this channel called American Cholo. He's a Honduras Latino American, not Mexican from what I understand. And this guy, he's like, he goes hard for the raza, I mean the race, you know. He goes hard for the Latino race, right? So they're all sticking together. You know what I mean? And what happened was, after the Tyga interview, they were like, dude, how can you have American Cholo up here demanding an apology when he has said racist things in the past? You know, and they brought up somebody doctored a clip of him telling a story about one of his Mexican homeboys or his Vato homeboys using the N-word. And then he had another clip where he was saying Ghetto Coon. And he was talking about Tariq Nasheed. And he was making up lies talking about, well, he called me a Mexican. I'm like, I don't remember him ever saying, I listen to a lot of Tariq Nasheed shit. And I was like, I don't ever remember him saying a Mexican. I don't remember him saying that. But this guy, Gil, swears by it. It's like, yeah, he called me a Mexican coon, so I called him a ghetto coon. And so they basically, No Jumper on his IG account, Poetic Flaco, had just shared what was already being circulated. So they see that, you know, it was at Poetic Flaco, the one who posted it. And the essays and the vatos, they basically, all 30 of them or 40 of them decide, all right, we're going to go up to No Jumper and we're going to press the employees, specifically Duno. Duno is this comedian. I don't know if he's from L.A. He might be, but I don't know if he's from the streets like that or what, but it was a lot of pressure. And it was so much pressure that Duno was actually telling AD, who acts like the de facto security of fucking No Jumper, dude from Compton, supposed gangster, all of this. You know, Duno's telling him, dude, do not get this guy a platform, because they're talking about coming up here thick and, you know, all of this stuff. So, you know, AD decides that, yeah, he's going to take on this interview, right? So, America Cholo not only comes up there, he comes up there 30 deep, which made no sense, because even like Cartoon said, when Adam 22 had problems with Milk 74 showed up by himself. He only had a guy that was holding the camera just to prove that he was there, but largely, he didn't have 20 or 30 Hoovers coming up to the fucking Chatsworth or wherever the studio is to come confront Adam. He's like, I don't need that. I got a problem. I can handle it on my own. So that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Was like, damn, even this little scrawny white boy that everybody be looking at like, dude, this nigga ain't really from Hoover and all that. That dude showed up by himself. To the studio, to Adam 22 Studios, right? No Jumpers. And he stood on his toes like a man, like, hey, what's up? Whatever. You know, AD, he came out, he played security, basically told them to leave, whatever. So this was another situation where he had to play security and he had to deal with 30 to 50 vatos at the damn No Jumper Studios. And they came in there and they pretty much bullied everybody. They came in there and Gil not only didn't apologize, or he did apologize, but he doubled down on it. It wasn't like he says, hey, you know, I'm sorry for saying that. I recognize that this is a word I shouldn't use. All of the typical shit that you would hear from, like, somebody that's from a different race that wasn't supposed to use that. AD just sits there and he doesn't put any kind of counter arguments. He doesn't put forth any kind of anything. He just lets these guys come in there and just talk about, I mean, regardless of how he's using it to talk about a black person. And he's using the most denigrating word. He's not supposed to use that word, right? So, a lot of people, they were sending that shit to Tariq. They're like, look, dude, these motherfuckers is over here, you know what I mean, giving this dude a platform to not only just say, not apologize, but rehash it out. And so largely, man, it was all bad. It was awesome. Yeah, black and brown, but the dude looked like he got marked out. Like, I'm not going to lie. AD looked like he marked out. And I understand, it was like 20, 30, 40 guys. But instead of admitting that, it's kind of like, he wants to make it seem like, hey man, I'm the guy, I'm the negotiator. And everybody is blaming Flacco, like, yeah, Flacco, yeah, dude, you didn't show up. You know, AD could have got hurt and you didn't show up. You know what I mean? When these guys threatened Flacco before he came, I don't think Flacco had any intentions of even going up there to deal with America Cholo, because he knows the history of America Cholo. Because they never talked about the other racist shit he said, like, if black Americans get reparations, we're going to go out and fight. We're going to go out and protest against that. Like, that has nothing to do with the video. These guys never brought that up. You know what I mean? There was no research done. There was pretty much like, hey, look, you can say whatever you got to say, Gil. We're going to give you the platform. You got all your votos here. You know, we're going to just let you do whatever you want to do. We're not going to even provide any pushback. And it was just the most emasculating things I could see. And a lot of black gangsters were like, yeah, dude, AD, man. You know, I feel him and da da da. But it's like, we as a race, dog, we go hard, way harder against each other. You know what I'm saying? If a 40 Crip sees a Fidus Hoover, it's no kind of mediation, no kind of talking. But if it's an SA gang that they going at it against, nah, man, we need to sit down, we need to talk, we need to have a conversation, a peace treaty. And that's why it's like us as a group, we are so weak as a race, man, because I just saw something this morning, this guy named OG Suicide, he's going off on Flacco. And I'm like, dude, Flacco wasn't the guy that created this this clip. You know, this clip was something that was already circulated. But they, dude, was just going in on Flacco, like, yeah, dude, like, you know what I'm saying? You over here, you need to go out here, you need to sit up here and stand on your 10 toes. You should have been up here with those guys. And those guys basically said, yeah, if you come up here, we're gonna beat the dog shit out of you. And AD said, hey, look, I'm not gonna protect Flacco anymore. I'm not gonna have his back anymore. And these dudes was basically like, we're gonna beat the dog shit out of him. We're gonna make an example of him. We're gonna fuck him up real good too. Send him to a hospital. So what was the point of him coming? What was the point of him coming to work again? And then, you know, there's going to be a protest at Power 106. I guess because they're going to protest, you know, they don't play black. They play black music, but they don't hire any black personalities. They let black people come up there to do a freestyle, or they let black people come up there to promote some shit, but they don't really hire any black people. So I guess that's what the initial purpose of this Power 106 boycott thing is, you know what I mean? But I mean, nobody really listens to the fucking. And then I'm hearing that it's really about, it's also about them allowing Gil, the racist from American Cholo, to go up there and demand apology when this guy has said racist and inflammatory things towards the black community. And Power 106 didn't apologize for that. But it was just overall just, you know, looking at the responses, maybe there'd be more responses today. Dude, it was so fucking just like cringe, bro. Like looking at all of these responses, like, you know, yeah, man, AD, you did the right thing. And, you know, of course, there was a lot of Mexican people that was like patting AD on the back. But a lot of black people were like, dude, that's a cool move, man. You didn't even try to push back or nothing. A lot of these street cats, man, they don't really have racial pride until they go to jail. Then they go to jail, it's like they get all the racial pride in the world. But, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, that's my take on everything. We'll see how everything pans out.